God bless you. God
Love
bless you.
Hope Radio.
God bless you. God bless you.
Somebody shout hallelujah to the King tonight. Church, are you ready to take back all that the enemy has stolen? Reclaim the systems of this world, for the kingdom of this world are become the kingdom of our Lord. How can we walk around and tell them, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back? Tonight, Father, we reclaim the mountains. We go forth in the power and authority. Come on, SG, lift it down. Say, can't you hear?
Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Builders International. Praise God. Thank God for Prophetess Teresa, who is the founder. And also we thank God for Evangelist Hannah. Amen. We thank God for her, as well as being the host of Kingdom Builders International. You're tuning in to Restore Paths to Dwell In. I'm Apostle Flowers. thank God for you. On tonight, we're on every first and third Mondays of the month, every first and third Mondays of the month at 8 p.m. I want to thank God for the internet listeners and also those that are listening by landline or by their cell phones. Thank God for you. As I always tell the listening audience, always to be in high expectation, always be in high expectation, amen, to hear from God and look for a supernatural move of God in your life, even on tonight. I want to take this opportunity also to thank God for my wife, our prophetess Angel Flowers, and our ministry is Repair the Breach International Ministries. Amen. Praise God. And we thank God for you. We thank God even for this opportunity to be able to come on Kingdom Builders and to minister to the people of God. I want you to know tonight that you are important to God, that you are special to God, and that God loves you on tonight, and that he wants you to know that, but not just only on tonight, but he loves you each and every day. Amen. When you wake up to see another day, that's God showing his love to you. That's giving you another opportunity and another day to be able to bless him. Amen. Praise God. But before we get into the word of God, I'm about to enter into on tonight. So I want you to be in agreement on tonight. Be expecting a miracle from God. Be expecting a change in your circumstances and your situation. Be expecting for God to bring you out. And I want to encourage you even begin to praise your way out of what you are going through and what you have been experiencing in your life. Know that great things are in store for you, people of God. Know that great things lie ahead for you. And the enemy don't want you to enter in or to walk into your promised land, that which God has promised unto you. Know that you have a covenant with God. Know when you said, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and as my Savior, you came into covenant. God is a covenant God. He's a covenant-keeping God. And it's the enemy. Amen. It's the enemy that wants to try to bring us into a place where we break our covenant with God by bringing, you know, doubt and unbelief and bringing us to a place where, you know, where we may, you know, end up missing the mark or falling short of God's glory. Then he tell us, you know, God don't love you, or stay away from the church. You know, you messed up, you sinned, you done wrong. You know, God's not going to bless you now. But it's not that, saints of God. It is that you repent and you turn away from it and not go back to that thing again. Get up and keep on moving, keep on going in the things of God. That's why Jesus gave his life for you. That's why Jesus paid the price for you and shed his blood for you, because you have purpose, you have destiny on the inside of you. And that's what the Lord is looking to be fulfilled in your life. Amen. Well, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you, Lord, on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, there is none, nobody, no one like you in the heavens or in the earth. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for what you have done in time past, what you're doing now, for even what you're about to do. Father, I pray right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you begin to move upon the listening audience right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare and I decree, Lord, a supernatural move right now in the lives of your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I decree and I declare, Lord, an open heavens, God, in the name of Jesus, over this internet radio global station right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we praise you for it right now, God. Your anointing, Lord, that breaks and destroys every yoke, Lord, is being released right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, even under the sound of my voice, Lord, I thank you right now that the angelic host, your warring angels, God, are moving right now and warring on behalf of the people of God, on behalf of the saints of God. Father, I thank you right now that even right now the angels of healing are being released right now. The angels of miracles are being released right now. The angels of deliverance are being released right now in the name of Jesus. The angels of finances are being released right now in the name of Jesus. For Lord, you know the needs of your people. You want to bring your people out of just their needs being met, but you want to bring them into a place where they're walking and they're receiving their wants and their heart's desire in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Lord, let there be a paradigm shift, God, on tonight in our thinking, God, in the people of God's thinking in the name of Jesus, Father, that our minds will be more kingdom-minded people walking in the kingdom, demonstrating the kingdom, walking out the kingdom in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray right now, Lord, that every assignment of the enemy be canceled right now, every demonic wile, every demonic force, every form of witchcraft in the name of Jesus, black magic, white magic, voodoo, hoodoo, hexes, chants, spells, incantation, candle burning, incense burning, word chanting in the name of Jesus, Santeria be broken right now in the name of Jesus. Word curses that have been released in the atmosphere against the people of God, against the men and the women of God in the name of Jesus. Words that have been released to try to see us at our demise in the name of Jesus. I command those words to be powerless, void, none effect, fall to the ground and die and not take root in the name of Jesus. Lord, I reverse right now, Lord, every word curse. I send it back to the pits of hell where it belongs in the name of Jesus. I break premature death in the name of Jesus. I bind that spirit right now and I send it back to the pits of hell where it belongs in the name of Jesus. With those that have been leaving here prematurely, saints of God, in the name of Jesus, before their time, I come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for the moving of your spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, a mighty outpouring of your spirit right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, I pray right now that the fire be released, God, right now, Lord, that those that have not really experienced, God, your presence, God, Lord, that they begin to experience right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, your presence, Lord, the weight of your glory begin to rest upon them, God, begin to move in their midst, Lord, those that need a fresh touch, Lord, from you, God, they will experience that on tonight, God, even as I'm praying, God, even as I'm agreeing with heaven right now, what you have already said in the name of Jesus. Right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I praise you, God. Those that need a reviving, God, let them be revived on tonight, Lord. A renewing of the mind take place in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, those that are discouraged and despondent, Lord, and feel down and out and in the pits, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just command, Father God, those spirits to loose them right now. Every spirit of oppression right now, every spirit of depression, you must go. In the name of Jesus, you cannot stay. In the name of Jesus, I command you to loose the people of God right now. In the name of every spirit of infirmity, I command you to go right now. Every sickness, every disease, I command you to go right now. In the name of Jesus, every hindering spirit that is trying to hinder the people of God from moving forward in the things of God, from moving forward in their purpose, in their destiny, to go right now. Every marriage-breaking spirit, every spirit of divorce and separation in the kingdom, in the body of Christ, in the name of Jesus, I break it right now. I command it to go in the name of Jesus. Or those marriages in the body of Christ that's in the courtroom right now, that is pending, that is on trial, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would deal with the hearts of those, God, Lord, that their heart would not be hardened anymore, God. Give them a heart of flesh, God, that they would have a change of heart, a change of mind, and want to reconcile. God, I pray the spirit of reconciliation, God, in the marriages, in the body of Christ, because it's assignment against the enemy having it as an assignment against the church, because what marriage represents, the church and everything. So that's why he attacks the marriages in the body of Christ. Lord, I pray, Lord, that there be strong marriages, God, like never before in the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, I pray right now, God, healing take place, God, in families and in homes, God, in the where there's been breakdown in the families, God, in the name of Jesus, that daughter return home, that son return home, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that reconciliation take place, God, that restoring, God, of families and children and sons and daughters, as your word declares that you're turning the hearts of the father back unto the children and the children back unto the fathers, Lord. We thank you for right now that your word is true, and that it shall not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that which was sent out to do, Lord, the task it shall perform it, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. And we praise you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for deliverance is the children's bread. We thank you, Lord God, for the mantle of deliverance being released even on tonight, God. We thank you for clarity being released on tonight, God. We thank you for direction being released on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord God, for prophetic utterance, God, being open on tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for stirring up your people on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray for those, Lord, whose gifts have been lying dormant, God, to be activated, to be stirred right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray even the wisdom of God to rest upon your people with the gifts, God, and with the character of God and with the fruits of the Spirit be in operation with the gifts, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let the fruit of love be evident, God, be the most dominating fruit, God, in the name of Jesus, upon our character, God, upon the body of Christ, in the name of Jesus, that we will move as you did with love and compassion, Lord, for your people, Lord, that we will know what it is to cover, Lord God, our brothers and our sisters, God, when they're overtaken in a fault, Lord, to be that strength for them, Lord, and help push them, Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, to get back up and to continue to move in the things of you, God, in the name of, to help them to be restored, in the name not to bash them, Lord, not to crucify them, not to throw stones at them, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, but Lord, speak life unto them, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, pray for them and to intercede for them, Lord, give us that heart of compassion, give us that mind, Lord. Lord, give us your eyes, God. Let us see through your eyes, through your perspective, Lord, the way you view us, God, the way you view your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for that right now. I pray for that concerning, Lord, the body of Christ, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Deliver us, Lord God, from mammon, Lord, and wrong motives, God, wrong agendas, God, in the body, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let our heart be right, God, in the name of Jesus, concerning your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let us examine ourselves, Lord, why are we doing what we're doing, God, in the name of what is our motivation behind it? Are we doing it to receive accolades of men, or are we doing it because we want to be a blessing and we want to show the characteristics of our elder brother Jesus Christ and of our Father, in the name of, to be that which you're saying in these last days, that the manifested sons of God, which the earth is groaning and crying out for, in the name of you, that we be that example in the name of Jesus in the earth realm, that we be that light in the midst of darkness, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, remande ketabosu, remande la bosha, rina la mosu, ribakatabosu, rina la mosha. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, on tonight. We bless you, God. I prophesy right now, even on tonight, let the intercessors arise, the prophetic intercessors, the warring intercessors, the watchmen to arise on tonight in the name of Jesus, be stirred to arise, to arise, to arise like never before. To stand on your watch, to stand on your post. Ramanda katabosa, to be not fearful, to be not afraid. Rimando kotobosa. Oh, rimande ketiosha. Ah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, let your people's faith come alive like never before, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, rimanda katabosa. Those that feel like their vision had died, in the name, their dreams have died. Lord, begin to breathe on them tonight in the name of Jesus. I speak, live. Oh, Ramanda Katabosa, I speak to the vision that God has given you to live. Rimande Katabosa, Rimando Lobosu, Ramanda Katabosa. Though the vision tarry, wait for it, as the word of God said. It shall come to pass. It lie not, but it shall come to pass. Oh, be not weary in well doing. Oh, Riba Katabosata. Oh, faint not, faint not. You faint not, then you shall reap the harvest. Oh, such a harvest you shall reap. Faint not, saints of God, faint not, faint not, faint not. Faint not, this is not the time to faint. This is not the time to give up. This is not the time to lose hope. As the word of God said, ha, ramanda la bosa, hope deferred. Oh, ramande ketabosa. Oh, ramanda la masa. This is the time. Oh, to shout for joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous of the Lord. Hallelujah. Shout for joy, people of God. Ha nalama suri mande ketiosha. This is the time. Oh, ramande ketiosha. Oh, ramanda katabasa. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Regardless of what the enemy is trying to do, regardless of how the enemy is trying to oppress you, this is the time to begin to bless the name of the Lord. This is the time to begin to praise God with your all and let the enemy know, I'm not going to allow you to shut me down. You're trying to shut me down, but I'm going to praise my God. I'm going to bless him. I'm not going to allow you to stop me. Hallelujah. I'm not going to allow you to hinder me. I'm not going to allow you to shut my mouth, but my mouth is going to continue to declare boldly the word of the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be within my mouth. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Raman dikete osa. Raman, this is the time to fight back. Keep fighting, saints of God. Don't stop fighting. We are in spiritual warfare. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Spiritual warfare. The enemy wants you to believe that he does not exist. That's what he's telling the world, that he does not exist. He wants us to go on walking around believing that demon spirit does not exist. Why do you think we have drugs in our communities, in our neighborhoods running rapidly? Alcoholism, prostitution, murders, all these things are the influence of demonic spirits in the unseen realm. You just seeing it in the natural realm, the manifestation in the natural. This is the enemy at work. This is the time that we have to stand upon our watch and pray, saints of God, and intercede. This is why Jesus gave his life. That's why Jesus said, I did not come for those that are whole, those that are well. They don't need a physician. I came for those that are sick. And that's the way that the Lord wants us to look at those that are out there, not looking at them as, you know, oh, I don't want to have nothing to do with them. I want to stay away from them. You know, that heathen. Ugh. Let me walk across the street somewhere. When we see, you know, somebody, you know, see them coming. That's who Jesus died for. Remember, you were sick before you came into the kingdom of God, before you became born again. The great physician came to visit you. Through love and compassion, you were drawn by the Lord. The Lord draws you. And we're supposed to do the same thing when it comes to those that are out there in the world. How are they going to come except we show our light, the love of Christ, the love of God? Let our light shine to those that are in darkness. If you're walking in darkness and there's no light there, then you can't see. Of course, you can't see nothing. You can't see how to get out. You can't see how to get. You're bumping into stuff. You're hurting yourself. Because it's dark, you can't see. You can't see anything. You're walking around blind. You might as well just say you're blind. That's what it is. You're blind. You can't see anything. It's not until you hit that light switch that you can see where you're going, that you can see those obstacles and those things that are around you, because you have that light. And that's what we are to those that are walking in darkness. We're that light unto them. But if we don't be that light unto them and turn that switch on, which is the word of God, we get to share with them the word of God, not beating them, not bashing them, not telling them their sins and their wrong. They already know they're in sin. They already know they're not doing right. They don't need us to tell them that you're a sinner, that, you know, you're doing this and you're doing that. They already know that. They need to hear someone tell them that God loves them, that they can come as they are, that God can deliver them, that God can give them that peace that they need, that they don't have to live like this, that God got better for them, that God got greatness on the inside of them, that God has a purpose and a destiny for them, that they are loved, that God cares about them. You have a lot of people out there that feel like that God don't care nothing about them. Or they're walking around blaming God, saying it's God's fault, that their perception of God, that this God doing this to me. I'm being punished. No, it's the enemy. at work. Don't want them to know the truth. Remember, we didn't know the truth when we walked in darkness. So one day somebody had to bring the truth to us, preach the truth to us. And that's how we begin to know Jesus Christ as our Lord and as our Savior. We were drawn by the Spirit of God. The Word of God said, can no man come except the Father draws them. Amen. Praise God. I want to get right into the Word of God. I just had to go as the Spirit of the Lord was leading me to go. But what I want to share with you on tonight, and this ties in with what God was having me to share with those of you that are listening on tonight prophetically. When you read throughout the Bible from the Old Testament to the new, those that had encounters with God, Moses in the burning bush, Joshua had an encounter with God because he had to pick up where Moses left off because of his disobedience. Ezekiel, his encounter with God. Isaiah had his encounter with God. And throughout the Bible, you can read throughout, as you heard me say, from the Old Testament all the way to the New, those that had encounters with God. I can go on naming men of God and women of God, and you know, from the Old to the New Testament that had an encounters with the Lord. Even the disciples had an encounter with God. That was Jesus Christ, God incarnated in a fleshly body, the Word that became flesh and dwelt among men. They had an encounter with God. But God is saying now is the time that people encounter God on the inside of us. It's that time now. Those of us that had God encounters, now it's time for people in the world to encounter God on the inside of us. And I want to share this on tonight. This is a... What our world often witnesses today is a devoted, committed Christians or church serving God, but they're not seeing God. They don't see anything happening that can be explained only in terms of God's activity. Why? Because we are not attempting anything that only God can do. Our world is not being attracted to the Christ we serve because they are not seeing him at work in our lives. They see us doing good things for good for God and comment that that's nice, but it's not anything. It's not my thing. The world is passing us by because they do not want to get involved in what they see in our lives. We're not giving them the opportunities to encounter God. They're seeing only us. Let the world watch God at work, and he will attract people to himself. Let Christ be lifted up, not in words, but in life. Let people see the difference the living Christ makes in a life, a family, or a church that will affect how they respond to the gospel. When the world sees things happening through God's people that cannot be explained except God himself has done, then the world will be drawn such to our God. Let me tell you, saints of God, Satan desire to have you. That's why he don't want the people in the world to have an encounter with the God that's on the inside of you. If you can't just get a pad, get a pen quickly, and go with me to Luke, the 22nd chapter, starting at the 31st verse. Grab a pad, grab a pen, and write this down for yourself. This is what the enemy is doing. He don't want God to be manifested on the inside of you, the believer, man of God, woman of God. I'm not just talking about the fivefold ministry gifts, and the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, or the not only outside of the fivefold, but you know the bishop or the elders, but I'm talking about those that are believers, period. Believers in Jesus Christ. Those of you that are of the kingdom. The enemy don't want God, amen, to be manifested on the inside of you. In Luke, the 22nd chapter, starting at the 31st, and read 31st and 32nd verse, it says, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon," read from the King James Version. It said, "Behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you." He said, "I pray for thee, that thy faith fail you not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." Let me give it to you in the Amplified Version. It said, "Simon, Simon, Peter, listen. Satan has asked excessively that all of you be given up to him out of the power and keeping of God." You hear that? The enemy was designed to have Peter. He was excessively. You know, he had been asking over and over that he want Peter. "Give me Peter, give me Peter, give him to me, give him to me," over and over and over, wanting him real bad. And it said that he might sift all of you like grain. "But I prayed especially for you, Peter." Now, this is Jesus telling Peter, I prayed especially for you, that your own faith. Notice he didn't say that your faith. He said that your own faith may not fail. "And when you yourself have turned again, strengthen and establish your brethren." I want to break that down a little bit about the sifting taking place. Let me give you a definition here concerning sifting. It means to separate out by or as if by putting through a sieve, to sort out the useful or valuable when you're sifting. I can remember growing up, my grandmother, she used to do a lot of baking, and I used to see her pulling out the sifter, the old metal-looking sifter with the handle on the end and inside the screen, and she had dumped that flour in there or something because she was about to, you know, bake a cake, and I used to sit and watch her when I was a little boy, and she dumped that flour in and started turning it, and I see it start sifting it, and so the powder, the flour can go in there fine and sifting, you know, the lumps and everything, so no lumps won't get in there, because if you don't take it through the sifter and you do it so where you just go ahead and let me just put flour in here and go ahead and mix, you know, the batter, the eggs, all the stuff that you do, the ingredients that you use to mix up a cake, and you don't do it right, then what happened? The cake's not going to turn out right, or the person that's eating, you know, when you're eating the cake, if you have people tasting or eating some of the cake, they're going to be chewing on lumps and stuff, and everything is not going to be pleasant, it's not going to be good. Because there's lumps and all that stuff is in it, and it's not going to turn out right. And so what I want to say unto you on tonight, the enemy has been trying to sift many of you, your faith. The enemy has been trying to sift your faith. He's been trying to sift, amen, what God has, your mind, set your mind concerning what God has promised you, concerning what God said he was going to do concerning you. It's like you've been praying, you've been waiting. Amen. It's like you've been going through the process. You've been under attack by the enemy. The enemy has been just coming at you real strong. But guess what? Somebody prayed for you. Somebody been praying for you. Let me say it like that. You got somebody that's been standing in the gap, interceding for you that you don't even know about, and praying that your faith fail you not. You see, if the enemy can get you in the area of your faith, if he can get you to have doubt, if he can get you to have unbelief, then what end up happening? They end up delaying and ultimately aborting what God was about to do in your life. or that which you have prayed for, or that which you have been believing God for. Now it's been delayed, or to the or it's been aborted. God wants you to continue to stand for Him, to stand, having done all, to stand anyhow, and to stand anyway, regardless of what's happening around you, regardless of what you're seeing with your natural eye, regardless of what negative report the enemy is trying to speak and trying to whisper in your ear. Listen to the voice of the Lord as the Lord was speaking to Peter. That's why he says, Simon, Simon, Peter, listen. That's what the Word of God talks about in John 10, St. John 10, about the good shepherd. My sheep knows my voice, and that of a stranger they will not follow. Listen, continue to listen for the voice of the Lord. Don't listen to what the enemy is saying. Don't listen to the lies of that which the enemy is speaking. Yes, we all must go through the process. Yes, we go through seasons of sifting in our life. Amen. Because God wants the best to come out of us. God wants what He has placed on the inside of us to come forth. And God wants that which is not productive, that which is not fruitful, to be taken away. Because God is all about productivity. God is all about fruitfulness. God is all about multiplication. God wants men to be able to come to eat of the fruit of your tree. Now, if somebody come eating some rotten fruit off your tree, what's going to happen? They're going to get sick. Now, you have a tree out there, and the fruit is no good on that tree. And imagine somebody taking that fruit off that tree, and, you know, I'm going to go ahead and just eat this fruit. And it's rotten. And what happened? They end up getting sick. Well, ultimately, you know, they probably gonna end up killing them. And so that's what we do. When we don't allow God to take us through the pruning process, or allow God to take us through, put it like this, the fire, to purge us, the refiner's fire. And then men, you know, when they come, especially those of us that are pastors, those of us that are leaders, and not only that, but those that are saints that minister, that share the word of God with people. But if we got character issues, and if our fruit is rotten, if it's not right, then people come, you know, receiving of that, eating off of that. You know, we got anger issues, attitude, nasty, and stuff that we dealing with, just real, you know, just that need to be dealt with in our life. We've been hurt, we've been wounded, and we have not dealt with or allowed God to deal with those things in our life and bring forth deliverance into our life. And so what we end up doing, we end up spewing that out on the people of God. We end up giving them wrong counsel. We end up, like I said, being just negative. So they begin to eat of that, and then what happened? They end up causing them to be sick. So that's why we must bear forth good fruit. Whether you know it or not, people, when you go to hear your pastor, when you go to hear the man of God or the woman of God ministering the word of God, you're partaking of their fruit, whether you know it or not. And so that's why I want to encourage you, saints of God, people of God, amen, to allow God to take you through the process, because God wants to demonstrate His kingdom on the inside of you. He wants the world to see Him at work. God, He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is still a supernatural. He's still moving in the supernatural. You have some denominations that don't even believe that healing is still for today, that prophecy is still for today. You have some that don't even believe that apostles are for today. Well, you know, in order to be an apostle, you would have to have been back there when Jesus called the 12. So that validates you as an apostle. So if that's the case, that disqualified Paul. That disqualified all the other apostles that came after the 12. Saints of God, I want to encourage you to pray for your pastors, pray for the leaders, not just only your pastor, but pray for leaders in the body, because it's the enemy's desire to come up against them, to pull them down, because why? They're walking in a place of influence. When you hit that person that's walking in a place of influence, some kind of scandal or may break out or whatever the case may be, then what happened? The sheep scatter. You know, Jesus said, you smite the shepherd, the sheep scatter. And so that's the agenda of the enemy. And the assignment of the enemy is to get the saints of God, those to go, not just only to scatter, but to go back into the world, to go back to your old ways, to go back to your old man, to go back and back into that life of sin that you used to live, and to be like, oh, you know, I knew it. You know, there's none. Every pastor is hypocrites, and, you know, it's all hypocrites in the church. Well, let me tell you this. The Word of God said, search out your own salvation with fear and trembling. As you, God is going to look at you at the day of judgment. You can't use your pastor as an excuse where he did this or she did that, or they wasn't right in the church, Lord, so that's the only reason why I didn't serve you. God is not going to hear that. God's not going to listen. What he going to say to you? What did you do with that which I've committed unto you? What did you do concerning your life? That's what God's going to look at. So there's not going to be no excuse for any of us. We're not going to be able to try to pass the blame on like Adam did with, it was the wife that you gave me, and the wife saying, well, it was the serpent that beguiled me. It's not going to be none of that we passing the excuse on to somebody else, why, you know, we did what we did, or why we're not doing what God has commanded us. Well, not commanded us, but wanted us. Put it like this, predestined us to do. Because Jesus had already finished the work when he hung on the cross and he said, it is finished. But it's for us to walk it out. The Word of God said that we win. All we have to do, we have to just keep fighting and battling and warfaring, amen, until that time comes when Jesus said, well done, thou good and faithful servant, or he come back for the church. The Lord does give us a season of rest. I want to encourage you on tonight, you're not going to always be warfaring all the time. God gives you a season of rest where you can be able to enjoy the fruit of your labor. So that should encourage somebody on tonight. Yes, there's a season of rest. God gives you a season of rest. I know I will talk to some of my deliverance brothers and sisters out there in the ministry of deliverance. Yes, God gives us a season of rest, not all the time that we always, everything is warfare, 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 warfare. There is a season of rest. Yes, I know we're in spiritual warfare, but there is a season where God gives us rest. If it were not so, then why did Satan leave Jesus for a season after the wilderness? Getting back to the Word of God. First Peter, the first chapter, starting at the fifth verse. Turn with me quickly in your Bibles, 1 Peter. Praise God. In 1 Peter, the first chapter, starting at the fifth verse, it says, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. That's what it's all about, being revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness, through manifold temptations. Yes, we experience manifold temptations. Yes, we go through seasons of in our lives where we experience various different kinds of temptations, and that's what the enemy do. The enemy comes to attack you in areas where it seems like you're vulnerable at, or where you may seem to be weak at, to see if he can get you to fall in those areas, or see if he can get you to go back. And especially when you're experiencing hardship in your life, or especially if you know, experiencing a season of drought in your life where you may have been going through financially, And you used to be one in the world that may have robbed people or stolen or manipulated or was a con artist to, you know, to make a living or, you know, to get by or so on and everything. And now God had delivered you. The word of God said, he that stole, let him steal no more, but do that which is honest, go and work and give. And so this is what you've been doing, and now you're in a season in your life right now where you've been going through, and it seemed like, you know, what happened? Did I do something wrong? God, that I don't know what's going on. It seemed like I lost this and I lost that, and I don't know what's going on, God. You know what happened? So now the enemy's bringing this temptation of you know what, man, you know you need some money. He's whispering in your ear. You know, he don't come loud and making a lot of noise. You know, he comes subtle and conning. You can go back out there and, sell a dime bag or go and do a quick drop right quick, you know, make some quick money real quick. You know you need it. You don't need to be going through, like this. Go ahead. Go ahead and make some quick money. Or you see somebody drop their wallet. There's a bunch of money in that wallet, but they don't really drop their wallet because you're going through financially. Anything, you know, tell you, yeah, go and pick that wallet and keep that money. You know you need it. You know you got this bill due. You know y'all on the verge of getting kicked out. You're on the verge of losing your home. You're going through foreclosure. Go ahead and take that money. You know you need that money. Trying to cause that old man to rise up, you know, from the grave. And, it, you know, that's why the Word of God talks about deny ourselves, pick up our cross, and follow after Jesus to die. Amen. This is a dying process, to die daily, to die. And see, this is what the enemy don't want, because, again, he don't want the people in the world that's walking in darkness to see. Amen, to have a God encounter on the inside of you. For too long they look and they see us, they have seen us murmuring or complaining or and so on and everything. And so, well, if that's the kind of guy you're walking around with a sour look on our face and, you know, like we don't have no joy and like we defeated Christians, and if that's the kind of God you serve, I don't want no parts, of this God. I'm just fine right where I'm at. God is changing all that. That's why you experience and go through seasons in your life, because God is perfecting you. God is making you. God is molding you. He's perfecting those things that concern you. Why? Because you're in a place right now. You're in a hidden place right now, because God is about to bring you into a place where he's about to do an unveiling. He's about to reveal his masterpiece, because you are his masterpiece. The Word of God said that the trial of your faith, verse 7, being much more, what, precious than of gold. You know that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perish. More precious, you know that, than gold. Though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, and whom thou now ye see him not, yet believe. You know that? Whom having not seen ye love, and whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Even though you haven't even seen him, you love him. There are some of you right now, or many of you, listening under the sound of my voice right now. You didn't have no supernatural encounter with the Lord. He didn't come and visit you. There was no angels or anything like that. No great thing. Have you been taken up into the heavens and this, you know, caused you to give your life to the Lord? It was like that conviction hit you from the preaching of the word. It was that God using someone, amen, to minister the gospel to you, to show you the love of God, or to show you tough love through the word of God. And so you didn't have no encounter with the Lord, but yet that caused you to give your life to the Lord, and that caused you to have a love for him, and you didn't even see him. You didn't even have no encounter with him. And as the word of God said, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing. You believed. You didn't do a Thomas number. Well, except I see the nail print in his hand and, you know, and see his wound and, you know, and all this stuff, then I'm a believer. But Jesus Christ said, blessed are they that have not seen, but yet what? Believe. Blessed are you who have not seen, but yet believe. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, the 8th and the 10th verse, it says, we are troubled on every side, yet not in distress. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus might be made manifested in our body. That's your answer right there. Someone need to catch that one. Why am I going through what I'm... You just said something right there. Yes, that's what's going on with me. I'm troubled. I've been troubled on every side. I've been perplexed. I've been going through persecution. I've been feeling cast down. This is your answer right here. It's because you're bearing about in your body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus might be made manifested, as the word of God said, in our body. Again, that's what I'm talking about, the people that are walking in darkness. God wants them to see, have a God encounter through you unto them. In Daniel, the 7th chapter, the 25th verse, it says, Satan comes to wear out the saints. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to wear you down. He's trying to wear you out, men of God. He's trying to do that to you, woman of God. He's not doing nothing but doing his job, and you know that his time is short, and you only have a season to do what he's doing. But what can keep you in your season and keep your season going long is if you allow him to cause you to murmur and to complain. That's what happened to the children of Israel. That's why they kept wondering and wondering. And a year went by, another year went by, another year went by, another year went by, another year went by. Year after year after year, 40 years. And then they never end up entering in, dying out, never receiving, amen, the promise, or entering in what God had promised for their life. You don't want to be like them. Follow the example. They were written, the word of God said, it was written for our example. Amen. So we got to look at what the scripture's saying and look at that. So if you're wondering why it seems like you're in a prolonged season or what's going on or why, you know, I don't understand. And then, but, you know, begin to examine yourself. Begin to examine yourself. Are you marked? Are you complaining? Begin to search out your heart. Begin to see what's going on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, saints of God, that is my time. I know I have to stop right here. I know I want to go on, amen, with the word of God. I have just so much here. I just hope that you were encouraged on tonight. But I want to take this opportunity for those of you that may be listening right now that you may not even know the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, as your Lord and as your Savior. I want you to know on tonight that he loves you. And that that you are loved of him and that he does not reject you. And you may feel like, man, I've done so much dirt, so much in my life, that God won't accept me, that he won't receive me. Oh, I beg the difference. Oh, he died especially for you. If he had to come, he had to give his life for you just for one person, he would do that just for you. That's how much he loves you. Don't let the enemy trick you. You hear me say, what do you mean by the enemy? I'm talking about Satan. Don't let him come and tell you that you did too much, that God won't forgive you. Yes, he will. And just all you have to do is repent and accept Jesus into your heart. So I want you to repeat after me. That's you and you're listening to me right now. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God, the Messiah who came in the flesh to destroy the works of the devil. You died on the cross for my sins and rose again from the dead. I now confess all my sins and repent I claim forgiveness and cleansing. I believe that your blood cleanses me now from all sin. Thank you for redeeming me, cleansing me, justifying me, and sanctifying me in your blood. Amen. I want you to know, saints of God, hallelujah. Those of you, amen, that's right, you heard me say, saint, you're a saint now. You're in the kingdom now. Amen. The angels are rejoicing over you. Amen. Right now they're rejoicing over you because you're just giving your life to the Lord. Lord, I pray those that have confessed that prayer, amen, Lord, that you will fill them right now with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost and with the evidence of speaking with new tongues, God, a new language, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your presence, your power, your spirit move upon them and overtake them, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let them have this encounter with you, God, right now in the name. Let this be that encounter, Lord God. Let this be their Damascus Road experience, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise and glory and honor right now, God. And Lord, let them most of all experience your love, your love, your love that covers a multitude of faults and sins and mistakes. In Jesus' mighty name, thank God, amen and amen. And praise the Lord. I thank God for the internet listeners and those that are listening by landline and by your cell phones, amen. I'm going to begin to open up the lines on tonight, amen, and just turn it over to Evangelist Hannah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. The lines is open for those that have any words or comments, encouraging words, or need prayer. On tonight, I'm here to agree with you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Just tell me your name and where you're calling from, your first name and where you're calling from.
Bless you. Bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Bless him.
Well, praise the Lord, Apostle. This is Prophetess Teresa. I was saddened that you were ending the message. It was just getting good.
You don't have to be mindful of the time.
Yes, but you know, we want to let God have His way.
Amen.
And there's quite a few listeners on the line. I want to encourage everyone on the line that if you want prayer, if you have a comment, this is your time to come forth. The lines are now open. A prayer request, a testimony, if there's just something that you want to say to the man of God or a question you want to ask, we want to encourage you. And if you have any background sound, we want to encourage you to mute your phones out. Praise God. Praise
Amen.
God. Well, there's quite a few listeners on the line, and we do have more time if you're free, Apostle.
Amen. Yes, I am. Praise God.
Praise God. We were truly being blessed with that word. And when I heard you ending it, I was like, oh, no. But God is faithful.
Amen. If you want me to go on, I'll go on.
Yes, yes. Amen. If you're free, yes, because we're here and we do have more time. We have another hour on the clock, so we don't want to hold you.
You know what? I just thank God. It's, you know, it's always a blessing. Amen, to share the word of God with the people of God and to, you know, and to encourage you, the people of God, and to help bring understanding, you know, to help bring understanding unto you while you're experiencing what you're experiencing, you know, in your life because of, you know, God has a bigger picture and a plan for you, as it was being said on tonight through the word of God. And And I'm just picking back up even from our 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter and the 11th verse. In the chapter, it talks about, here says here, like I said, just continue to write these scriptures down so you can go back and read them for yourself. And starting at the 11th verse, it says, "For other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold and silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire." So we're going back to that revealing again, and why God wants to reveal himself through you to the people that are in the world, because this is the time that God is positioning and moving the church, amen, that they can now begin to see God at work and God moving in the earth realm, and they're seeing God's people demonstrating the kingdom. Again, it's not just going to be the man of God or the woman of God, or those of the fivefold ministry. When you hear me say the fivefold ministry, those that you're listening, you heard me say earlier, the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastors, and the teachers, and other ministries, like elders and bishops and so on, that we're used to and accustomed saying that, oh, God only uses them. They're the only ones that operate in the miracles of God, and God only used them to bring forth healing and deliverance into the lives of people. No, God wants you to know that that same power, amen, lies and operate on the inside of you. God has blessed you that you can be able to prophesy. Oh, I don't said something wrong there. Then somebody said, oh, you don't said something wrong right there. What do you mean that I didn't prophesy? It's only for the prophets to prophesy. Oh, no, I let me tell you. You go back in the Old Testament, Saul, when he was in pursuit, trying to kill David, because he was that upset, that jealous about David. And so the word of God talks about jealousy is cruel as the grave, right? So he had a murdering spirit on him. And so he was out, he wanted to take David's life. And so he began, what did he do? He sent his troops out to go after David. And where David was at, David was down at the house of the prophets with Samuel. Amen. And so the troops go down there, and what happened? They end up getting down there and in a prophesying. And they didn't come back. So he sent another troop down there. And then he sent another troop down there. And then it's like, you know, what's going on here? Let me go down here myself. Saul said, let me go down here myself. And when Saul went down there himself, the word of God said that he began, when he came among the prophets, he began to prophesy. And the question was asked, was Saul among the prophets? They were saying, is he a prophet? No, Saul was not a prophet, but because he came in that atmosphere, he began to prophesy. I'm saying that even though Saul, amen, had this spirit on him and turned away, but what I'm saying is, if Saul, who had a murdering spirit on him, the enemy was using him, and became in the atmosphere where the prophetic was going on, and he began to prophesy, how much more are you that is a believer that can prophesy? The word of God says, let us prophesy to the proportion of our faith. Now, I tell you, when you come into the atmosphere, you begin to prophesy, and that lies on the inside of you, because the pastor, your pastor, or they can't be with you at the job where you at. So somebody going to need to hear the word of the Lord. You hold the words of life, amen, in your mouth for that person. If you don't open your mouth and allow God to speak through you unto them, and they don't see the God and have that God encounter through you, then what happened? They end up, because you, out of fear, out of, oh, you know, I don't, you know, God and use me like that, and you don't say anything, you withdraw, and then what happened? You come back in to work the next day. You come back in the next day to work again the next day. You notice this particular person, there was like a hell raiser on the job. You don't see them anymore. At the job, you wonder what's going on. You know, did they take a leave, or are they sick, or unless, you know, you get word that they died. You're like, what? They committed suicide. And all along, you know, you have the words of life right there in your mouth, because you were afraid, and because you feel like, well, that's not, you know, for me, or such, 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 such. That person, the enemy, just prematurely, you know, caused that person to be taken out of here. And so that's why you come amen, to the house of God. The house of God, the word of God said in Ephesians 4, 11 and 12, it talks about God gave the fivefold ministry gifts for what? The perfecting of the saints. You hear that? For the perfecting of the saints, so that what? The saints can do the work of the ministry. So you can do the work of the ministry. God is dealing with and doing away with those pastors and leaders that would be like, well, you know, bring them to me. I'm going to do all the praying. I'm going to do all the teaching and the prophesying and lead them to the Lord. You know, just bring them here. I'm going to do, you know, everything. I'm the whole fivefold, and they fold, and there's no more. Well, then what's the purpose of the body? You play an important part. So God is tearing all that down and having it so that we teach the people of God right, so that they can go and influence in their sector of society where God would have them to be, whether it's in the medical field, whether it's in media, whether it's you a person that works in the grocery store, you just a clerk work at the counter, or you know, a stock person that put the food up, or you know, you're not somebody that, you know, that is called to minister to in the pulpit. No, God is preparing you, amen, because God's going to work his miracles through you, the layman. But that's what it's all about. You're going to go into areas that the fivefold are not going to be able to get into or be able to reach. Amen. God has called for all of us to play a part, to do our part. You have a part in this. This is going to be a big time saints, not just only fivefold movement, but it's going to be a kingdom movement of saints, the fivefold and the lay members. Amen. Operating and moving in the miracles of God, signs and wonders. That's what the world is going to see. Amen. The body of Christ, the whole body coming together and operating and demonstrating the kingdom of God unto the world to see. And that's why the word of God says here that every man's work shall be made manifested. You heard me say earlier, what is your motive of why you're doing what you do? Are you doing it for accolades? Are you doing it because you're proud, you know, you're puffed up, or because, you know, I have all this knowledge, you know, I'm well, you know, knowledgeable of the Greek and the Hebrew, and you know, because, you know, you feel your ego because you're arrogant, or, you know, you're proud, or, you know, pumped up, or that's why Paul said, I don't come with enticing words or, you know, intellect and so on, but I come with demonstration and with power. That's what God is doing in these end times. It's going to be about demonstration and with power. And that's why when we go through our tests and trials in our life, that's why we experience fire, because the word of God said the day shall declare it. It's going to be revealed by what? Fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Again, it goes back to the motive. If any man work shall abide which he have built thereupon, he shall receive what? A reward. That's why I was encouraging you earlier to hang in there, to stand. You know, you're going through the fire. Amen. Look, you got a reward coming. Amen. Keep encouraging your brother. Keep encouraging your sister. Keep praying for your pastor. Keep praying, amen, for the leaders in the body. Amen. Keep encouraging, amen, those around you. Encourage that stranger out there on the street. Speak a word of life unto them. And I pray with you. Don't beat them over the head with the rod. Don't say, tell them you're going to hell. They already know what's going on. Let them know. Can I pray for you? I know that there's a need. I know that there's something there that God wants. I know that you want God to do for you. Is there anything that you want me to pray with you about that you want the Lord to do for you? That's how you got to do it. A lot of times we try to scale the fish before we can reel the fish in. With love and kindness. Again, it goes back to love and kindness. So God is doing it where we're going to begin to get this thing right. We're going to be that church with power and God's not coming back for a weak church. His word must come to pass. His word must come to pass concerning the church. He's coming back for a glorious church. What if I said a glorious church? A church moving, what, moving, let me say, pulling out the ladder and forming together. And then we're going to do greater. Great works, Jesus said, have I done, but greater shall you do. And this is what the enemy is doing with us. In Zechariah 3. Go with me quickly to Zechariah 3. This is what he's doing. The word of God said that he's accused of the brethren. Zechariah 3, the first chapter. Start the first verse. It said, and he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that have chosen Jerusalem, rebuke thee, is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. Did not the word of God say that all our righteousness is as a filthy rag? Sometimes we think because we, you know, we can get become, you know, self-righteous because I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And that's why Jesus said, don't pray to be, you know, to be seen of men, or don't do your alms before men because you want to be seen of them. Then you already have your reward. But this is what it looked like, you know, in the spirit, you know, these filthy rags, these filthy garments that we walk around. But, oh, glory be to God because of, amen, the blood of Jesus. Amen. Let me read on here. Right here it said, and he answered, verse 4, he said, and he answered and spoke unto those that stood before him, saying, take away this filthy garments, the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thy iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. You hear that? When you're going through the process, God is changing your raiment. I'm telling you, God wants us to be so much like him that we have a Mount Transfiguration experience. How Jesus, when he took his inner circle up into the mount with him, Peter, James, and John, and they saw him transfigured right before their eyes. It is raiment. It's his clothing got so bright, so white, amen, that I know it just, man, just blew their minds. Seeing that, that's what the Lord want to do with us, and that's what the Lord is doing. God is changing your garment. Somebody better catch that one. Better catch that one. Hallelujah. It says, from him and unto him he said, behold, I have caused thy iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change raiment. Thy iniquity to pass from thee. See, God, a lot of times we let the enemy come and bring guilt, condemnation, and shame. You know, of course, sometimes we have moments in our life, and that's why, you know, yes, God, he wants us to be transparent, not try to, you know, cover up stuff and everything. But we, religion, have it say, you know, you're not supposed to say that you did this or you did that. But did not the word of God say that if we confess our faults and our sins unto him, that he's what, faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us? And do you not say, you know, when they do these AA meetings, that, you know, in the world they say first you must acknowledge that you have a problem, because, you know, if you think that you don't have a problem, then you can't be helped. And so that's what religion say, that I don't have a problem, I don't mess up, I don't do wrong. Let me paint this perfect picture. I don't have moments in my life. I am perfect. I am well put together. No. Jesus wants us to be whereas we show our wounds like he showed his. He was the first to do it. He showed us his scars. He showed us his wounds, the nail print in his hands. Amen. He was not afraid. He was there, walked in his underwear. He had him stripped down all the way down to his underwear, humiliated him, and humiliated him, and had him in shame and everything. He didn't have no problem showing his scars, his wounds. Why do we have a problem sharing or saying where God has brought us from? Why do we have a problem saying, well, you know, I had a moment, you know, in my life, I'm not perfect, but I know the Word of God said I'm striving for perfection. Yes, we're striving for perfection. But God wants you to be encouraged on tonight. And that's what the world is looking for. Things that are real. Men of God, women of God, those that are in the kingdom that are real. They say, yes, you know, I had some moments where the enemy tried to put depression upon me. Amen. But when that depression came on me and I just began to recall the Word of God, I began to open up the Word of God and I began to read what the Word began to say. Amen, and begin to get strength from the Word of God. Or I begin to sing the song of the Lord. Amen, to encourage that uplifted my spirit. Or I begin to pray, and this depression was broken off of me. I didn't stay in that state. Amen, but God delivered me. You know, I had received some, I received some bad news, and it was upsetting, and yes, I was upset. You know, I got in my flesh and everything because the bad news, you know, that I heard. But then I repented. I said, God, forgive me, you know, because I was thinking the wrong thing because of the bad news that I heard. See, people in the world are looking for this, that we can be transparent with them and say, yes, you know, this happened, but I changed my thinking. I began to repent because I knew that wasn't right. But a lot of times we just cover it up and try to hide and put on the mask and everything, and so that's why, again, that's why we go through the fire, so God can purify us and burn all that up, and so that's why the enemy, again, goes before God accusing us, and that's why he know the word, because he was a cherubim before he was a fallen angel. He was a cherubim, and cherubim, I did a study on this, that he was a cherubim, and the cherubim had perfect knowledge of God, because that's what God had created. Them, they have perfect knowledge of him. That's why the enemy knows the word. Satan knows the word like he know it. And he twists up the scripture and everything. That's why it's very important for you to know the word of God for yourself. And so that by him being an accuser, thank God for Jesus. That's why you got to know that you know. Especially concerning who you are in Jesus Christ, your identity. That's the whole most important thing that he don't want you to know. Because, again, he don't want those that are in the world walking in darkness to have a God encounter working on the inside of you. He don't want them to experience that. And in closing, Mark the 10th chapter. Go with me, Mark the 10th chapter and the 29th verse. I'm closing with that. Hopefully, saints of God, that you're writing this down. You can go back and read it for yourself. I always like to say, Selah, ponder on it. Think about it. Meditate on it. Dwell on it. In Mark, the 10th chapter. This is, you know, the Word of God. It talks about, you know, reward. Remember, you just, in 1 Corinthians 3rd chapter, and coming down to the 14th verse, because it was talking about being tried by fire, right, and those that have been tried, you know, and they receive a reward. Amen. Well, check this out. Mark the 10th chapter. In the 28th verse. Then Peter began to say unto him, Lo, we have left all and have followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that have left house, or brethren, or sister, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my sake and the gospel's. But he shall receive an hundredfold. Now in this time, houses and brethren, sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life. Now we have been taught, okay, well, you know, when you cross over to the other side, you know, you have your mansion. You're going to walk the streets paved with gold. You're going to receive, you know, that from your prayers and the things that you've suffered and went through here on this earth, you know, you have been storing up treasures in heaven. Now you're going to finally, you know, get to, you know, see all that and song and everything. But it tells me here in the Word, it said, but he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time. So that's telling me now in this time on this side. Houses, brethren, sisters, mothers, children, land, blah, 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 blah. But guess what? He said with persecution. Persecution is going to come. And, of course, you know, nobody liked being persecuted. Nobody liked being lied on, talked about. But that's showing the characteristics of Jesus by enduring through persecution, by enduring going through people lying on you and talking to you that, yes, that stuff hurts. I'm not going to tell you it feels good. Oh, yes, come on, bring it on. I love it. I love it. I love it that you're talking about me. I love it that you know, smiling in my face and just stabbing me in my back. Oh, I just love it. Give me some more. Oh, yes. Oh, I love it. Let me just lay down here on the floor. I love it when you just, you know, just kicking me and stumping on me, just walking all over me. No, I'm not going to say that feels good. Jesus said no servant is above his master. He said if I went through these things, if they persecuted the prophets, you know, before me, they're going to do the same thing with you. They hate me, they're going to hate you.
Well, praise God. I think he got disconnected, but we're going to give him a moment to call back in to end the broadcast.
Oh, the enemy tried to cut me off.
Didn't work.
The enemy tried to cut me off. Amen. But amen. The enemy tried to, yeah, but the devil is a lie. Amen. So I'm going to end with this. Again, now, you hear me now on this side. Jesus come that we might have life and have it more abundant. That's why Jesus wouldn't say what he said. He said a hundredfold now in this time. And I want you to say this. Those of you that are listening right now in the sound of my voice, and now is my time. Say it again. Now is my time. Say it one more time. Now is my time. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Now is my time. I just want to just thank God, praise God for you, Apostle and Prophetess, Angel, Flowers. Truly, every single time that you've came on the broadcast, God has been with you and used you. And we certainly are delighted and excited to just be able to hear how God used you. And as you were saying in Luke 22 and 31, the enemy wants to shift us.
Yes.
As wheat. And we have to be on course and know this so we can't get tossed this way and that way when things come at us. Because we already know what the enemy has come to do.
Right.
So we have to be steadfast, unmovable, just always abounding in the work of the Lord because we win, we don't lose.
That's
when we're on the Lord's side. When we are on the Lord's side. And these lines are orchestrated to build you up, to encourage you in the Lord. So we just want to say thank you to everyone that is on the Lord's side.
Yes.
And be lukewarm. Make your calling and your election sure. You shouldn't be asking for the same prayer because we're overcomers.
Yes.
We're overcomers. So truly, and as the man of God was talking about prophecy, prophesying, you know, the scripture came in my spirit, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 39 and 40, where the word reads, it says, therefore, brethren, the word says, covet to prophesy.
That's right.
Be eager, desire it, yearn for it. And forbid not to speak with tongues. Let all things be done decently in order. And so there's a reason why God wants us to prophesy. It's one of the revelation gifts. You want
That's
to
it.
Talk about the word of knowledge. It's going to come from God. So we just have to grow up, and it is so much God for us to hear him and for us to know him and to be able to speak what he tell us with his authority. So, yes, I got stirred up once again. And, you know, I just love the word of God. I just love what God is doing and how he's using those that have yielded themselves to be used. So I want to encourage everyone on the line, go in deeper. Go in deeper. Take more time to get in the word. You can go and listen to Apostle Flowers broadcast in archives, in iPod. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Builders International and just type in his name and all of his teachings will come up and you can listen to it over and over, and there's other teachings that you'll be blessed with. So we want to encourage you to get into the word. I'm telling you, we're blessed to have it and we can grow with it. Yes, it's good for the pastor and the teachers to come forth and teach, but it's nothing like you getting in the word for yourself. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved, workman of God, needing not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And I just want to give you one more opportunity. If there's someone on the line that wants to have something to say, just press 1 on your phone and we'll know that, and even those that are on the internet, you can, the chat line is open. You can send us a chat and we'll be more than happy to respond to any messages that may come forth at this time. Amen. Well, we see you there and we know that you were fed. And we hope that you chew it up, digest it, and come forth in the name of Jesus. Well, we're going to end the line. Apostle, is there anything you want to say in closing?
Well, I just thank God for you and what God is doing. And through this, the Kingdom Builders, the Global Internet Radio, I just want to encourage the people of God to continue to pray and intercede and live, because this is a great work that God has placed upon you and upon the staff of those that are assisting you in this work, because the enemy, you know, he don't want the word of deliverance to get out to the people of God. He don't want the word of healing and words of, as you mentioned earlier, about prophecy, which is edification, exhortation, and comfort, to get out to the people of God. So the enemy would want to try to do anything to attack and to shut down, amen, the men and the women of God, and try to discourage them and everything. But again, you know, to God be the glory, and God is going to do that which he says he's going to do and manifest himself, amen, to those that say yes, God, regardless of what's happening in my life, God, regardless of what I'm going through, because I'm not going through this thing alone, because he told you that he'd never leave you nor forsake you. So you're not going through it alone, amen. So I want to encourage you with that. Continue to say yes, God, I'm going to continue to press my way through, regardless whether you do it for me or you don't. It goes back again to your motives, why you in this thing is because, God, so that you can get the glory of my life, and because I love you, because you first love me. And if you want to know concerning, you know, our service or service times, you can just give us a call at area code 773-888-3356. That's 773-888-3356. And bless you, people of God, and bless you, Prophetess Teresa. Thank you again for having me on.
Well, God bless you as well, and we just want to do a covering. Father, we thank you for your man servant. Father, we thank you for the word that had went forth. We come against any backlashes, any retaliatory spirits. We thank you, Father, that he's covered with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that even right now that you're refreshing and renewing him and restoring him in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for his life and what's to come in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. We stand in agreement with the word and we say amen and glory to God. for truly we give all the glory to God, and we thank you once again. Just go out and study the word so you can be used by the Father. And remember, in closing, reclaim your mountain. And God bless you all. Have a wonderful, blessed, supernatural rest of the evening. God bless you.
Somebody shout hallelujah to the King tonight. Church, are you ready to take back all that the enemy has stolen? Reclaim the systems of this world, for the kingdom of this world are become the kingdom of our Lord. Talk as we walk around and tell them, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back. Tonight, Father, we reclaim the mountains. We go forth in the power and authority. Come on, FC, lift it down. Say, can you hear?
healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. I thank you that the anointing, your anointing that destroys the yoke in the name of Jesus. Father God, I decree and declare that you let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let it be established in every community, city, and state. I lift up every intercessor, every watchman, every seer, every battle axe, every spiritual legislator of the Lord, and prayer warriors who stand in between the porch and the altar. Lord, I thank you for the gates of righteousness. I cover them with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Anoint your people to tread upon serpents and scorpions. I agree with heaven that the people of God have power over the all power of the enemy. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for keen discernment, Father God, that will come upon every intercessor in the name of Jesus, God. Let every hidden snare of the enemy, Father God, against your church be exposed. I bind up every assignment of every bloodthirsty man in the name of Jesus. We bind and break all spirits of witchcraft and backlash and revenge and retaliation on those who have given their lives to stand in the gap in the name of Jesus. Every fiery dart of the enemy against the anointed one has boomeranged in the name of Jesus. We take dominion over spirits of heaviness and confusion and spirits of despondency in the name of Jesus that will cause the intercessors not to be alert and not to be on the wall in the name of Jesus. We pray against every distraction. We come against all frustration assigned to make intercessors get off the wall. We say in the name of Jesus, they shall be on the wall and they shall intercede and pray. What thus said the Lord in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare tonight that we are spiritual legislators, that we will speak what thus said the Lord. We break and destroy the power that will come against prayers. I thank you for intercessors who abide under the covering of a spiritual authority in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare tonight that there will be no lone ranger spirits. We break spirits of rebellion, monotony, cliques, false prophetic unction in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare spirits of unity, cohesiveness among the intercessors in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that they will run with the vision of their leader, Father God, that you will give them prophetic insight right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare tonight that they will live upright and holy in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that they will make up a hedge and build walls around the body of Christ. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that they are rising from their slumber, God, that they are rising from their sleep in the name of Jesus. Oh, intercessor, where art thou? I command you to arise and take your place in the earth in the name of Jesus. Arise and take your gate in the cities. Arise and take your place in the name of Jesus. Our intercessors, I shake you from your slumber. I command you to rise up and begin to decree a thing, and it shall be established in the name of Jesus. Let every intercessor, God, let every intercessor under the sound of my voice, God, let them be a student of the word, God. Let us study to show ourselves approved in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, we yield unto you, Lord Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will re-baptize us, God. Baptize us with Holy Ghost and with fire, God. Give us new tongues, God. Give us new discernment, God. Let that spirit of discernment be upon us, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God. Discernment, God. Let it be upon us, God. Let us begin to see things, God, even before they manifest, God. Let us begin to be able to prophesy, Father God, what will be on the morning paper, God, in the name of Jesus. Get on your post in the name of Jesus. There's a need for you.